Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis with Andrea Donsky. Don't we all want to wake up, show up, and shine? Well, that is the title of the book by our next guest. She is the fabulous Kara Bradley. Hi, Kara.
Hey.
It's so good to have you on the program. We got to talk on my other show, It's Your Health, and we had a super fun time. So I'm thrilled to have you here. You know, you talk all about living on the verge, and actually, I should apologize. You are the author of On the Verge, and the subtitle is Wake Up, Show Up, and Shine. But either way, we're thrilled to have you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and about what it means to live on the verge.
Well, it's great to be here. Thanks so much for having me. Oh, I was just born just racing, just born to meet my potential. I've been interested in my entire life, and not only in my potential, but in helping others to really access what their natural gifts are. We all have this incredible intelligence. And so living on the verge is really my way of helping people recognize that when you are in this moment, you thrive, you shine. And so as a yoga teacher and a meditation teacher and a mental strength coach, I help people get to know what it feels like to be present. We're not often asked that question. What does it feel like to just be here in this moment? And so once you get to become familiar with how alive you feel when you're just right here, right now, now we're talking. Now you can start to cultivate that through practice. And the rest is just history. The rest is awesomeness.
Now, Kara, you just mentioned mental strength coach. I love that. So I'm guessing that that mental strength is being more present, teaching people to be more mindful, people like me who have the monkey mind are all over the place to sort of focus and get centered in what's happening right in front of them.
That's right. And so mental strength coach, I work with a lot of college athletes. So instead of calling myself a yoga teacher, the mental strength aspect, really, they really connect with it, and a lot of people do. And by the way, you're not the only one with the monkey mind. We are just conditioned, just walk down the streets in New York, you know. We are conditioned to be everything but right here. We're distracted. We are determined. You know, we are stuck in the past and thinking about the future. And so we miss the moment that we're in. And so as a mental strength coach, I just help people to start to recognize, am I here? Am I not? Am I here? Am I not? And just in recognizing that, you get stronger at being here. This is like the big takeaway. When you recognize you're distracted, you're immediately present. And that's like doing a bicep curl at the gym. That's how you get stronger. Notice it all day long. Am I here? Am I not? Am I here? Am I not? That's how you get better at being here.
I love what you're saying. And I think, would it be possible to give, you know, our listeners maybe, you know, one or two examples? So for example, when they're in that moment of, like Lisa was saying, her monkey mind is going off, what could they do? Is it stop and just visualize? Is it stop and be present? Like obviously maybe giving us a concrete example of what they could do.
Yeah, I love that you asked that question because I have these primer practices in my book. And the first one, the very first one is called Stop, Take Five, Experience. So whatever you're doing, you notice you're distracted or you notice you're just in a weakened state that, you know, you can't write the email or you're just not getting the conversation or you're not telling the truth, whatever it is, stop what you're doing. Take five breaths. I mean, this is 30 seconds, folks. You can do it. Five breaths. And just notice your experience. Notice, what does it feel like? What's my skin feel like? What am I hearing? What am I seeing? What do I smell? Notice. Drop into your senses because your body is always present. So when we can drop from our busy mind into our present body, it allows us to show up more fully and more available in every moment.
I'd love that you just said that about the body being present. I never really thought about that before. You know, I kind of think like my mind sort of runs the show. And when you can let your body and your mind connect as one, you know, for example, I do Pilates a couple times a week and I lift weights. And I find myself when I'm paying attention to what the instructor is saying and then I'm doing what they say, my monkey mind goes away and I'm totally in my body. And it's such a more peaceful, calm place.
Yeah, and that's it. I mean, you hit it. That's exactly it. I mean, you think about when you're out in the woods, why you feel so calm.
Love
well,
that.
Everything around you is present.
Nature.
The tree is present, the brook is present, the water, the sky, everything is just existing. Our bodies below our neck just exist, right? We think about you, our body sense the surroundings, right? We're just sensing the moment. But we get stuck above the neck in the busyness, what I call the busy mind, and we forget about what's happening in the moment. Our body is always present, though. So that's why, you know, in so many different types of meditation practices, we always go back to, we use the breath so often because the breath is the great connector, right? It's the bridge between both.
You can go ahead, Lisa. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Okay, now, what about if somebody's they try to escape because they're not happy with their present circumstance. And when they come back to the present, if there's a lot of stress or chaos or things in their lives, how do you get someone to be in the moment and kind of deal with what's happening instead of running away through whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, shopping, gambling, et cetera?
Yeah, that's such a great question. And it's a very important question because I can talk all day about this stuff. But the reality is that life isn't tied up with bows and ribbons. You know, we're going to deal with stressful situations. You know, life just isn't going to just, you know, hand us the silver, you know, we're not going to have life on a silver platter all the time. So what do we do in those circumstances? You know, so often what we do is that we either force something different to happen, we try to fix a situation, or we flee and we run away, like you said. So what I'm suggesting and what so much about mindfulness these days is suggesting is there is a better way to live. And so often, it's a shift of perspective. And I know this may sound like, oh, yeah, that sounds great for you. But it truly is. When we can settle our busy mind, which includes all of the drama that kind of comes up through emotions, when we can settle that all down and gain a clearer perspective on what's happening, we instinctively know the best way to proceed. We just know what we need, we know what to say, we know what to do. And when we can start trusting that, this is when I think we start to really kick it in. This is when we really start shining at work, at play, with our relationships. Like when we can just gain the perspective beyond all the chatter in the mind, we know how to live in a situation or move past it without all the vices, perhaps.
Now, how did you come to this way of thinking?
Such a great question. I was a pro skater. I've been an athlete my whole life, so I've always been very physical. And I've been teaching physical stuff for a long, long, like 30 years. I'm just going to tell you that. It's a long time. And what in studying my mind and understanding my body, I've recognized that when I can just be here, I do everything better as a business owner. And so, you know, I practiced on myself and then I bring it to my students. And that's really, it's just been this big experiment, big laboratory with a lot of study.
Oh, I bet. Well, you sound like you're in such a good place and that you're able to help other people. What is it about athletes? Because you said you mostly work with athletes. Is that because they have to have that great focus and determination to keep going through, you know, to get where they want to go?
Yeah, well, I mean, I work with everybody, executives and students and the masses, but athletes got the fire under them. The athletes, just they're hungry for it, so it's fun to work with them.
You know, Lisa, it would be great to introduce her to Cornell, because Cornell
works definitely.
With athletes too. I think they could,
yeah.
I could see a good team brewing there. Well, we're going to introduce you to one of our favorite guests, Kara. So, all right,
excellent.
Well, we're out of time for today. If people want to find out more information about you, where could they find you?
My website, KaraBradley.net, and that's Kara with a C.net. And I've got a free app as well called On the Verge.
Nice. On the Verge. Love it. Well, thank you so much, Kara, for being on the show today. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.